The meantime, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Great time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today's shot is brought to you by the fine folks at Black Raven Brewing, the proud brewers of Men's Room IPA and a Men's Room 20th anniversary.
Taking my daughter out for one tonight.
Really?
At the Pacific Inn Pub in lovely Fremont.
What are you getting at Pacific Inn?
Oh, man.
Everything there is good,
getting,
man.
I've been getting Cajun shrimp.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, so good.
Today we toast 50-year-old Christopher Newton of Holmes County, Florida.
What up?
Now, a lot of times people say, I know, I was thinking of saying that.
Holmes. Holmes.
They always say quit while you're ahead, but sometimes quitting while you're behind, that can also be a good call, all right? So someone in Florida, they had to call the cops and ask them to remove Christopher, who had been staying with them. They did not explain why. They just said it's time for him to go. Now, it's not clear how long Christopher had been living there, but he eventually agreed to leave, and that could have been the end of it. Just leave, and it's done. But while the cops were still on the scene, he texted the homeowner and said that he forgot something, a bag of drugs. He told them he left the baggie on the nightstand in his room, so they let the cops search the room, and sure enough, they found a bag of cocaine. He's facing charges for possession of cocaine. Man, sometimes just let something go. He knew the cops were there. They're the ones that had to escort him out. And he had the nerve to say, yeah, look, man, I left my cocaine on the nightstand. Can I get it? And they're like, you can. And then he did. And then he was arrested. Kids, don't do drugs if you're that stupid. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!